January 9, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, Intercessory Introspection. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Your whole spirit. The great mystical work of the Holy Spirit is in the dim regions of our personality, which we cannot get at. Read the 139th Psalm. The psalmist implies, Thou art the God of the early mornings, the God of the late at nights, the God of the mountain peaks, and the God of the sea. But my God, my soul, has further horizons than the early mornings, deeper darkness than the nights of earth, higher peaks than any mountain peaks, greater depths than any sea in nature. Thou who art the God of all these, be my God. I cannot reach to the heights or to the depths. There are motives I cannot trace, dreams I cannot get at. My God, search me out. Do we believe that God can garrison the imagination far beyond where we can go? Quote, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin, end quote. If that means in conscious experience only, may God have mercy on us. The man who has made obtuse, the man who has been made obtuse by sin, will say he is not conscious of sin. Cleansing from sin is to the very heights and depths of our spirit, if we will keep in the light as God is in the light. And the very spirit that fed the life of Jesus Christ will feed the life of our spirits. It is only when we are garrisoned by God with the stupendous sanctity of the Holy Spirit, that spirit, soul, and body are preserved in unspotted integrity, undeserving of censure in God's light, until Jesus comes. We do not allow our minds to dwell as they should on these great, massive truths of God. That's the end of Oswald's text. God wants to be the God of all of our time, morning, noon, and night. God of all places, everywhere we walk or talk or exist. God wants to be our God in times of heartache and despair and pain and misery. God wants to be our God in times of joy and mirth, gladness, happiness, and laughter. God wants to be our God at all times. The hindrance for God being with us at all times is only ourselves and our self-absorption. In our consciousness, we are filled with things that are not God. We are filled maybe with some excellent things, some very good things, but not God. And he would prefer that he be included in all and be all and be our focus in all. The cleansing from sin within us will only happen if we are God-filled. Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and it was the full presence of the Holy Spirit that withstood the temptation of Satan. Jesus faced Satan as a man, but as a man filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And we can face Satan in the same way in his temptations, filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The question is, will we withdraw and come apart and come away in a quietness that enables us to connect with God in such a way that the Holy Spirit does fill our whole spiritual space, replacing our spirit with his? Once we are fully energized by the Spirit of God, filled to overflowing with that Spirit of God, then and only then will our life appear to be righteous and holy and sanctified. The evidence of one's intimacy with God is a purity that flows naturally from that intimate relationship. Allow yourself to be quiet before God. Don't spend time distracted in reading the Bible or praying. If you can read the Bible and leave yourself wide open to the Holy Spirit's interpretation, then and only then should you be reading. Look to it for direction when you're confused, but be quiet and still before the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to enter the quietness and enlighten your mind and your heart.